Yerushalmi pair corresponding to Zochim Bavli, Daf Ayin Gimel, we begin the Yerushalmi and Daf Lamed Vav on the base, at the Mishnah at the top of the page. In Parishin La'ani Ha'ivim Mokon La'mokoim, Mekika Pupundion Me'arba Soin Besela. Mishnah says they may not give a wandering poor man less than a loaf of bread worth a pundion when the price of wheat is 4 sar for a seller. Lan, Noisin Lai Parnassus Lina, Shavas, Noisin Lai Mozoin, Shalosh Sudos. If he slept the night, they have to sustain him for the night, means giving him a bed and a pillow. And if he stayed for Shabbos, they must give him food for the 3 meals. A poor person who has enough food for 2 meals may not take from the tamchoi, which is the daily charity fund. If he has enough food for 14 meals, he may not take from the kupa, which is a weekly charity fund. The kupa is collected by 2 people and is distributed by 3. And the Gemara says, tamchoi b'chol yoim kupa ma'ariv me'er shalz le'er Shabbos. The Gemara says that the Tamchei is distributed daily and the Kuppah is distributed every Erev Shabbos. The Tamchei is given to people of any city and the Kuppah is only given to the poor of that city. Rav Chuna says, donations for the Tamchei are collected by 3 since they are distributed immediately and require 3 to do so. Chami dine mamoines begimel dine nefashos lekol shekein. Rabbi Chalboi, quoting Rabbi Abba Zavdi, said that they may not assign less than 3 appointees, gaboim, to distribute funds for the poor. I saw that monetary cases require 3 judges, and I said that certainly case of life and death should require 3. And here's like a case of life and death. The U esim b'shloisha, the Gemara asked, and if so, there should be 23, just like actual case of life and death. And the Gemara says, "Shu matz mislahoin b'masakein." By the time that the 23 are found, it can endanger the life of the poor. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan emamidim shnei achim b'panasim. Rabbi Yosi avad chad min train achim al va'ama k'mihoin le'nimtzel ish ploini davar veira ela she'ein mamidim shnei achim panasim. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that one may not assign 2 brothers as gaboim over the charity fund, lest they would act in cahoots and take money meant for the poor. Rabbi Yosi only took one of the 2 brothers who were gaboim. He went to them and he said, "It's not because Pliny has sinned; it's just because one may not assign 2 brothers." Rabbi Yosi al le kapora by mukmalain panasim le keblun alehain al va'ama kamehain ben babi al pekia uma imze shenismane al pesila zochli manais im gedeli ador atem shatem nismanim al chayim nefashos le kol shekein. Rabbi Yosi would go to the villages. He wanted to appoint gaboim for them. The Gemara didn't want to accept the task. He told them, it's taught in a Mishnah in Maseches Shekalim, Ben Bave was appointed over the wicks of the menorah and other candles lit in the temple. If the one appointed over the wicks merited to be listed together with the greatest rabbis of the generation, then if you're appointed over a matter of life and death, certainly you will merit this. When Rav Chagai would appoint Gaboim, he would observe them to see if they were Torah scholars, because as all authority given by the Torah was to Torah scholars, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Perek Ches and Pesukim Tesof to Zion, through me kings reign, through me princes govern, and nobles are all the judges of righteousness. Rebchia ba'abe mekayim al-chunoi, Rebloza, ha-beparnas chad zman, noches leveisei, amalei ma avaditun, amalei asa chadzia ba'achlun, v'shosun, v'tzalu alach, amaloin leka Agatav Naches Van Taninan, Amaloin, Maya Vatinun, Amale Asa Chadsia, Choyri Vachrun Vashosun, Vaklunech, Amaloin, Kadoin Ike Agatav. So what happened with Rechia? Bar Abba was appointed to assign Gaboim. Rechia was a Gaboi. Once Rechia Bar Abba went to Rechia's house and asked him what had happened. Rechia said that a caravan of poor people had passed and they had eaten and drank and prayed for Rechia Bar Abba. Rechia Bar Abba said, "I have no greater reward than this." He returned on another occasion and asked Rechia what had happened. And Rechia said that a caravan of poor people had passed by and had eaten and drank and cursed Rechia. Rechia said, "Now I have the greatest reward." Rabbi Kiva, Boin mum nise panas, amre nimlach, goi besa, holchun basui, shaman kale, demor, amanas meko, amanas mvzaya. They wanted to appoint Rabbi Kiva as the gabbai. He said, "I'll ask my wife." They followed him there, and they heard him asking his wife and if she agrees to do it. And she said, "Even though they will curse and disgrace me." Rabbi Abba Bazavdi ama espalgum rav. Rabbi Rabbi Abba bar Zavdi said that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. One said that even if a poor person asks to receive from the Tamchoi, they check to see if he's authentic. The other said that even for clothing they don't investigate, and it's dishonorable for a descendant of Mavinu to be without clothes. Masnisa pliga al manda ama af paksis em medaktikim patalei lefi kvoidoi. There's a brisa, unlike the opinion that we don't investigate for clothing, however, it's explained to refer to one who asks for extras in addition to his basic needs. Vitali came, Rabbinah Dramah Murim, Bezman Shein Makir Noisoi, Bezman Shein Makir Noisoi, Ach Machas Noisoi, Vakol Lefi Chvedoi. The Bible says, when do they give him the minimum quantities, we said? When they don't recognize him. But if they do recognize him, they also give him extra according to his honor. The question is from the Bible says, to sustain a poor man of the city, he needs to have lived there for 30 days. To give him clothing, he needs to have lived there for 6 months. It would indicate that they must recognize him in order to give him anything. The answer is no. These time periods refer to the donor in order to obligate him in these charities. Little. The question is, but a brisa taught that in order to obligate a donor to sustain the poor, the donor needs to have been there for 30 days. And for other taxes and charities like clothing, he needs to have been there for 12 months. This shows that the first brisa must have been referring to the poor people who can accept donations. The answer is that the Bryce is also referring to giving, but it's not referring to clothing. Rather, it teaches that one who was there for 12 months must pay towards the wages of the school teachers.